إن الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل حبه خير المكاسب وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah and do not die save in a state of Islam do not die except as Muslims. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an obligation of Iman. It's an obligatory part of our Tawheed. Indeed, our Tawheed and our belief in the oneness of Allah is not complete until one's love for his Lord is perfected and complete. The meaning of love is something that is obvious and self-evident. The meaning of love is something that does not need explanation or description. And indeed, there is no one worthy of love in and of himself for his own sake except Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who deserves love for himself alone. He is the one who deserves our worship, our humility, our submissiveness, our servitude, and our complete love. The love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different than any other kind of love. The love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beloved thing to the soul. The soul, it loves its creator, its originator, its sustainer, its provider. The soul has love for its God, its guardian, its protector, its giver of life, its giver of death. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a source of joy and delight. It pleases the soul and gives it life. Love for Allah pleases the heart and nourishes it. It enlightens the mind and it causes contentment and comfort to the soul. And it causes the inward consciousness to be upright and good. There is nothing more pleasant and blissful and more beautiful to a sound heart and to a pure soul than the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The soul, the pure heart, seeks and desires to love Allah and draw closer to Him and to attain proximity to Him and to meet Him. Yahya ibn Mu'az rahmatullahu alayhi, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness encompasses all sins. So what about His pleasure? And His pleasure, it exceeds all hopes and aspirations. So what about his love? And his love, it astonishes the mind. So what about his kindness and affection? And his kindness and his affection makes one forget everything else. So what about his lutuf, his sublime gentleness? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the more that one loves Allah, the more they will feel the pleasure of iman and of faith. The one whose heart is filled with love of Allah will not feel the need for love of anything else. It will not have fear of anything else, nor hope in anything else, nor will that heart rely on anyone else. Nothing quenches the thirst of the soul and the heart except the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one's heart, if one attains all of his desires, all of the desires of his heart, yet if it does not have the love of Allah, that person's heart will not be satisfied. If the heart loses the love of Allah, if the heart loses the love of Allah, it is more harmful and disastrous than an eye that loses its vision. A heart that loses the love of Allah is worse than an ear that loses hearing. The heart that loses the love of Allah is worse than a tongue that cannot speak. The decay of the heart is when it is void of the love of Allah, its creator. The heart, when devoid of its love for its maker, its creator, its sustainer, its true ilah, its true God, such a heart is worse than a body without a soul, without a life. True love means that one gives himself entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True love of Allah means that we put the love of Allah before anyone else or anything else. Any other love should be subordinate, subservient to our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is the love, it is only Allah who can assure for us true happiness and true success. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, those who love Allah vary in their degree of their love for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, describing those believers who have a lot of love for Allah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Those who have iman, أَشَدُّ They have strong love for Allah. أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ This indicates that love for Allah varies. The amount of love that a person can have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of varying degrees. When Allah says ashaddu, that means they have more, they have an increase in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, love for Allah means that we favor Allah even more than our own selves. You favor him over your own soul, your possessions. You obey him in public and in secret. It means being aware when one falls short in their love of Allah as he should truly be loved. That is, in summary, or in short, that a person should be wholly preoccupied with loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, devoting oneself entirely to Allah, traveling to Allah with one's heart, and seeking and striving to remember Him in all times. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in an authentic hadith, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin salihin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. O Allah, we ask you for your love and the love of those who love you and the love for the righteous deeds that bring us closer to your love. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when the love for Allah is so deep, is so intense, so overwhelming, it becomes adoration, a higher level of love. This is the greatest degree of love. Adoration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest form of love, because all that one has comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person's need for the love and adoration of Allah is greater than one's need for food and drink. When one does not eat and drink, the lack of food, it spoils and weakens the body. And likewise, the lack of Allah weakens the ruh, the soul, and it ruins it. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if a mu'min truly knows Allah, he will love Him. And if he loves Allah, he will seek to get closer and to draw near to Him. In a hadith Qudsi, authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described His righteous servant who gets close to Him with nawafil. And then he says, "Hatta uhibbu." He continues to do nawafil until he becomes, Allah loves that person. And then that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "I become the seeing by which he sees, and the hearing by which he hears, and the hand by which he strikes, and the foot by which he walks." Meaning that he receives the tawfiq, the guidance in all of his limbs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when a person experiences the pleasure of the proximity and getting closer to Allah, they will no longer look at the dunya with lustful eyes. The love of Allah will cause a person to look at the afterlife and the akhirah with longing and not with indifference. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the love of Allah causes a person to obey Allah and to abandon, to leave the things that are displeasing to Allah and to abandon sins. It urges a person to do good deeds that are favored in Islam, and it keeps one from committing sin. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the love of Allah fills the heart with the sweetness of iman and pleasure. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in an authentic hadith that three things, whoever has them, will taste the sweetness, halawat al-iman. The first of these, he said, whoever is pleased and content with Allah as his Lord, and whoever is content with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his prophet. Three things that a person has, if he has them, he tastes the sweetness of iman. Excuse me. The hadith, he says, the one whom Allah and His Messenger is more beloved to him than anything else. And the one who loves another only for the sake of Allah. And the third thing, the one who fears returning to kufr like he fears being thrown into a fire. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, having the love of Allah purifies the heart from loving things that Allah hates and is displeasing. It purifies one from loving anything that is displeasing to Allah. When one has true love of Allah, the body and the soul incline towards the worship and obedience of Allah, and the soul becomes satisfied and contented and reassured. With the pleasure of love for Allah, the one who truly loves Allah, with that pleasure of the love for Allah, he is able to overcome any disaster. And he is not affected in the same way that others are. The love of Allah is the best way to prevent a person from violating the commands of Allah and perpetuating and staying in a life of sin. Because a lover is obedient to the one that he loves. The deeper our love for Allah, the more likely we adhere to Allah's commandments and we follow and stay away from His prohibitions. We follow His Prophet and stay away from His prohibitions. Sins, disobedience, they are a result of lack of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the true lover of Allah, he is always watchful of Allah. He is always conscious of Allah. He is the one who guards his limbs and his thoughts from disobedience to Allah. This is not attained. This state of guarding one's limbs and one's heart from that which displeases Allah is not attained except through love of Allah combined with awe and respect and fear of Allah. A person who has love of Allah but does not have awe and respect and fear of Allah, then this will not prevent him from doing sins. A person who has love of Allah but does not accompany it with awe and fear of Allah, they feel reassured and they feel secure from the punishment of Allah. When a person looks into his heart without that fear and awe of Allah, he will not be able to dissuade his soul from sinning. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the best thing that could fill the heart is love for Allah along with reverence and fear and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest gift that a person can attain. This is a favor of Allah which He bestows upon His righteous servants. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if the love of Allah is not accompanied by obedience and submission to Allah, then it is a false, baseless claim. This applies to those who claim to love Allah, but they do not obey His orders, nor do they follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or apply His sayings in their deeds and their acts of worship. No one should claim, no one has the right to claim the love of Allah while disobeying Allah's commandments and not following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, this is what the Jews and the Christians they did, or they say, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of them. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ Jews and the Christians, they say, we are the children of Allah and the beloved of Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects this claim. Because they claim to love Allah, yet they disobey the sunnah, the teaching of His prophets, and they disobey His commands. It is easy for anybody to make an unfounded claim, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rejects and refutes those allegations, and He shows the truth. He says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, commanding His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Say, if you truly love Allah, then follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and He will forgive you your sins. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the signs of the love for Allah is to show love for the allies and supporters and servants of Allah. A sign of the love for Allah is to show love for the obedient slaves of Allah, to support the allies of Allah, and to show enmity to those who oppose Allah and transgress His orders, and those who fight His friends. From the signs of love of Allah is to fight the enemies of Allah and to stand by His supporters, al-wala wal-bara, having the allegiance to Allah and His Messenger, and disassociating from those who disbelieve in Him. The deeper a servant loves Allah, the more they will adhere to these actions of the heart, of loving those whom Allah loves and having enmity towards those who have enmity towards Allah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the signs of the love of Allah, or the means of achieving or attaining the love of Allah, how do we attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The scholars, the ulama, they explain, or they give us some ways to achieve this. One of the ways of attaining the love of Allah is to realize His countless blessings upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِن تُعِدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you count the blessings of Allah, you will never finish, you will never be able to encompass the bounties and blessings of Allah. And Allah says, وَأَحْسِنُوا كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And do good, show goodness, because Allah has shown goodness to you. Another way of attaining the love of Allah is through knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through learning His names, His attributes, and His actions. If a person truly knows Allah, he will love Him. And whoever loves Allah obeys Him. And whoever obeys Allah, he will attain the proximity and honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever dwells, whoever has this closeness and proximity to Allah, then indeed he is a truly blessed person. One of the ways to attain the proximity and the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by contemplating and reflecting upon the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the creation on the earth. By looking at the heavens and the earth, we see the creator of the heavens and the earth, the master of the heavens and the earth, the sustainer, the Rabb, the Malik, the King. With reflection upon everything Allah has created, we realize His greatness, we realize His compassion, His mercy, His kindness, along with all of His other names and beautiful attributes. The better one's knowledge of Allah, the stronger one's love for Allah, and the more one has obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another way to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be truthful and sincere in restraining one's shahawat and hawa. When a person, they fight against their lower desires, their evil inclinations of their nafs, when they fight their hawa, then this is a cause of Allah's mercy and grace, and Allah grants His love to such a person by fighting his desires for the dunya, his hawa, his whims, and obeying Allah in spite of those whims. He earns the sincere pleasure, he earns the pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy and His rahmah. From the greatest things that bring about the love of Allah in a servant is by making a lot of remembrance, a lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever loves something will remember it often. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah bi dhikri Allahi tatma'in al-qulub. Is it not by the remembrance of Allah that the hearts achieve a state of tranquility? Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim. Aqulu hadha al-qawl wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimin. Fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله كما أمر. يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is important that we distinguish between four types of love. Four types of love. There is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this type of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the basis, but it is not sufficient to simply have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed the Christians and the Jews, they claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, what causes a person to become a Muslim and to enter into the fold of Islam is loving Allah, number one, and number two, loving what Allah loves. Loving what Allah loves is what causes us to become Muslims. Otherwise, the claim of loving Allah is not sufficient. One has to love obedience to Allah, obeying His commands, staying away from His prohibitions. A third type of love, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is loving others for the sake of Allah. Loving others in Allah and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, this is actually part of loving what Allah loves. When we love others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth type of love is love that is shirk. And that is loving others alongside Allah. Not for the sake of Allah, but loving others as equals or partners to Allah, or loving things alongside the love of Allah, but not for the sake of Allah and not because Allah loves it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, regarding such people who love others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. And from mankind, there are those who take partners to Allah. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. They love those other partners as they should love Allah. They love money for the sake of money. They love dunya for the sake of dunya, not as a means of getting closer to Allah. So those things, they become partners with Allah. وَلَيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His love and the love of those whom He loves and the love of the actions that bring us His love. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم نسالك ربنا رحمتك ومغفرتك ومحبتك. اللهم كن لاخواننا في الشام، في سوريا وفلسطين وفي مصر يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم ارحم المسلمين، اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا، اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا، وتقبل من شهدائنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة واصيلا، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى تدب يرحمكم الله، استوى لا تختلفوا، وثابكم الله سوت الخلم. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، والله غفور رحيم. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.